Manicured, waxed, and Botoxed, with deep spray on tans and creamy lotiony hands, you can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, with all these men lining up to get lured, it's heading out to be feminized. But I don't hide like my hair, I've still got a pair. Yeah, honey, I'm still a guy.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Over the weekend, Israel launching what it's calling the second phase of its latest war against Hamas. ABC's Justin Finch reports from Washington.
The Israeli Defense Force is bolstering its Gaza ground offensive against Hamas militants, dispatching armored tanks into the Palestinian territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel is now in an expanded second phase of war. The Israeli PM and President Biden speaking via phone, with Biden saying Israel needs to defend itself in a manner consistent with international humanitarian law.
Anti-Israel protesters storming an airport tarmac in western Russia. Hundreds of people surrounding a flight from Tel Aviv after it landed in Dagestan, a primarily Muslim region, throwing rocks, 60 people arrested. The Los Angeles County coroner waiting for a toxicology report to determine the cause of death of Friends actor Matthew Perry. This is ABC News. 2 weeks after he disappeared during what was supposed to be a three-day fishing trip, one man has been found. It's raising hopes that his partner may be found too. The man discovered in a life raft by a Canadian man and his nephew while out on the Pacific Ocean near the border with Washington.
Now the fishermen are turning their focus to his partner, who is still missing at sea. The Coast Guard made the very tough decision to call off that search a few days ago, but the fishermen say they are looking out for him too. And they are hoping.
That's ABC's Zareen Shaw. The man says his boat was flipped by a wave and he survived the last couple of weeks on salmon he caught. Moviegoers looking for a scare this weekend and scaring up some big money for a new flick.
Welcome to Freddy's. Have you met them yet?
Five Nights at Freddy's, based on the hit series of horror games, earned around $78 million in its debut weekend. That's the biggest first weekend for a horror movie this year. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have partly sunny skies today, a high near 31. Winds will be out of the west around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have 1 to 2 inches of snowfall tonight with a low around 21 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall Tuesday with a high near 33 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There's no snow Wednesday, just mostly cloudy skies, a high near 33, and we'll have a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
One is for his wife, the other for the woman who now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest hot country.
The hottest.
98Q Country.
Mind on you and you on my mind.
Something about a truck in 98Q Country. We are in the teens. Oh, boy. 18. Here we go. This winter thing, actually, I guess is going to happen. 18 is what we're at temperature-wise. Actually, it feels kind of nice out there, I think. 29 is our set of guy from northern Wisconsin. 29 is our forecasted high for today. The National Weather Service says very cold. I think that's a bit of a stretch, isn't it? Very cold. Very cold with intervals of clouds and sunshine. We'll see a west wind. That west wind's going to make it cool. That wind out of the north yesterday was definitely winter chilled. Temperatures will be in the 30s the rest of the week, even the 40s possible as we get into the weekend. We are going to see some snow lingering around the area tomorrow. They're telling us that a couple of morning snow showers tomorrow could happen. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and another cool day with some heavier snow showers possible tomorrow. So we could have a few moments of a few snow squalls or whatever they call them, of some heavier snowfall in periods tomorrow. On our way to 29, 18 right now, busy weekend. This is probably one of the busiest weekend in all of high school sports this past weekend, with volleyball and soccer and football and cross country. Congratulations are in order. We're going to say right away this morning to the Prentice girls volleyball team. They're going to state. They won sectionals on Saturday, and they are headed off to Green Bay to play at the state tournament on Friday morning. We have a lot of other stuff to talk about. We have a cross-country state individual champion for Shawamigan. You might know who that is. We'll cover all that coming up just after 7. Let's get a quick sports update now, courtesy of Wisconsin Radio Network.
Another dismal showing from the Packers on Sunday, falling to the division rival Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers failed to score a first-half touchdown for the fifth straight game. They dropped their fourth in a row and fall to 2-5. The Vikings losing quarterback Kirk Cousins in the fourth quarter, believed to have suffered a season-ending torn right Achilles injury. Cousins will undergo an MRI to confirm that diagnosis today. Bucks never led during a 127-110 loss to Atlanta at Fiserv yesterday. They trailed by as many as 31 points in the loss. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 points and 11 rebounds, but Game 1 hero Damian Lillard scored just 6 points. Bucks host Miami tonight. Wisconsin football team fell 24-10 to Ohio State Saturday night. May have lost running back Braylon Allen and wide receiver Chimray Dike in the process. They're at Indiana on Saturday. Second-ranked Badger women's volleyball team sweeping Minnesota at the Fieldhouse yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Explore an array of positions suited to your qualifications and support your local community by working with Price County. We offer job stability with competitive benefits, pay, and advancement opportunities. Your chance to make a difference is here. Apply at co.price.wi.us and seize the opportunity to grow while enriching your community.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country Weather OG forecast. We'll have partly sunny skies today, a high near 31. Winds will be out of the west around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have 1 to 2 inches of snowfall tonight with a low around 21 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall Tuesday with a high near 33 and a north wind of 5 to 15. 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There's no snow Wednesday, just mostly cloudy skies, a high near 33, and we'll have a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday will be partly sunny, with a high near 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous
98Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new.
Spinning and yes, I turn myself into a solitary man. Ain't
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Out there, 18 on our way to 29 today, so we are not going to get above freezing, it looks like. A little bit of light snow today. Could see a little bit of snow tomorrow and maybe even some heavier snow at times. It won't stick around because temperatures will be in the 40s by the time we hit later in the week and the weekend. So we're not delving into winter here, you know, full speed. We're just going to kind of take a little tippy toe into it with some little light snow here today, tomorrow. Halloween is going to be chilly. 33 is going to be the high for trick or treating tomorrow. And that wind will be out of the northwest at 10 to 20 plus miles an hour. It will be a chilly trick or treating for tomorrow. All the news and sports to come. We've got a lot of high school stuff to talk about. Teams advancing on, teams wrapping up their seasons. We got the Packers, we got the Bucks, all kinds of stuff. Stay with us. We'll get to that just after 7 o'clock.
Hi, I'm high school senior Levi Durr. I met one of my best friends while playing hockey for Price Ice Wolves and Team Seal. I'd like to invite kids ages 4 to high school to join hockey. Call Thad at 715-518-3236.
Panasia Orino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights. and super soft premium non-slip carpet by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meats, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more at Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Get a head start in holiday shopping with early bird savings at Menards. Check out these hot deals. All prices after 11% rebate. Kids and ladies cozy socks, just $4.99 a pair. Assorted styles of dog sweaters, $3.99 each. A multi-cooker that works as a steamer, slow cooker, and more. Only $35.59. Get early bird holiday deals plus 11% off everything. Good through November 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Here's your 98 Q Country weather OG forecast. We'll have partly sunny skies today, a high near 31. Winds will be out of the west around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have 1 to 2 inches of snowfall tonight with a low around 21 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall Tuesday with a high near 33 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There's no snow Wednesday, just mostly cloudy skies, a high near 33, and we'll have a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
The Hostess, turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks, you found the right station.
98 Q Country.
If I hurt you, what if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hate, girl, I feel, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you? Stops burning, we could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you like this? Well, we ain't never gonna know unless we try. We'll be right back.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Yeah. These are the glory days.
We'll just cross the Packers off that list of the glory day thing. But other than that, we're doing okay. 29 is our temp today, 33 tomorrow. We're going to see some snow today. We're going to see some snow tomorrow. Just how much and if it'll stick, well, we'll see. Temperatures are going to be in the 40s by the weekend. So not going to hang around too long, it looks like. But we might see a little whitening up of the grassy areas or more, especially tomorrow. All the news and sports, we have a lot to talk about. We've got football. We've got cross country. We've got volleyball. We've got soccer. All kinds of tournaments going on for the fall sports. We'll tell you how our locals did coming up just after 7. A little Packer info. The Bucks got off to a good start either. We've got some words of wisdom to get this Monday, the 30th of October, rolling. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Hey, do you know the difference between a house and a home? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The idea of home is one of the most powerful concepts we can understand. A house, of course, is where we keep our stuff and park our cars. But home is where we experience life's deepest connections. Love and belonging are such universal human needs that they drive plots of some of the world's best stories. From Odysseus, the main character in Homer's ancient work, The Odyssey, to Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, finding home is the underlying theme. And with good reason. People don't experience true fulfillment when they're isolated. In fact, the first step for children to discover life's meaning and significance is knowing they belong and they're loved and cared for. Being deeply connected to others isn't just a convenience. It's a vital need wired into our human DNA. Home is where we first experience relationship and connection through our family, and it's where health and well-being begins for kids. Parents have an opportunity to go well beyond providing shelter, clothing, and food. We can create a nurturing environment that satisfies our children's deepest needs. Home is where a family ignites a child's faith and dreams. It's where they discover they're a part of something bigger than themselves. All of that starts right there at home. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAR.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have partly sunny skies today, a high near 31. Winds will be out of the west around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have 1 to 2 inches of snowfall tonight with a low around 21 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall Tuesday with a high near 33 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There's no snow Wednesday, just mostly cloudy skies, a high near 33, and we'll have a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old Cholet before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby,
you say.